SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's a Tuesday, so let's start it off.
Let's start it off. The good. The good of the day. I'm not going to get political.
Okay.
Well, you know, every time we talk about this stuff, we always preface that we're not going to get political.
That's right.
But we're not. But my good of the day is Philadelphia Union and former U.S. men's national team star Alejandro Bedoya will not be punished by the MLS for speaking out about gun violence after scoring a goal this past weekend. I don't know if did you catch what he did?
I did. I saw
he
that.
He scored a goal, ran over. Now, in soccer, they have field microphones to kind of pick up the action when the ball is kicked. That's why, you know, sometimes the stadium is quiet. You can hear the little thump every time they kick a ball. And they're pretty good about, you know, obviously when players are nearby, turning off the sound so that way you don't hear extra chatter, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But he ran over to the microphone, yelled into the microphone, you know, to end gun violence. MLS is taking a stand by not doing anything.
Yeah, that's surprising.
That's fine.
Here's why it's surprising to me. Because these leagues always think big picture, right? So what they do is, like, everyone in the office, at the MLS office, may have that personal political view, right?
Right.
They all might do that. But there's always going to be that moment of, yep, but we can't have a free-for-all with the field mics.
Right.
Like, we cannot then go, oh, my
Spin
God,
that
games.
Way.
All the games are being, like, everybody now wants to talk about whatever's on their mind and using the field mic to do it because we let this guy get away with it. Now they're going to say, well, I had a view on abortion, or I had a view on immigration, or I had a view on ownership not paying us or whatever, and you didn't punish that guy, so why are you punishing me for this? But this is pretty cool. I think this is good.
It's different because, I mean,
yeah,
obviously when you look at political stamps in professional sports, I mean, the first person you always think of is Kaepernick. And you know, whether or not he was run out of the league or he did it to himself, the NFL did step in at some point and was ready to punish players for taking a knee.
That's right.
And before it even happened, they were ready to take it and making a bigger deal out of it than it needed to be. The MLS is, you know, is kind of doing the opposite, saying, you know what, whether or not we agree with what you're saying, we're gonna be okay with it because at this point we're all very emotional about what's happening over this past weekend.
Yeah, and it has a bad look. I know I know it opens you up for all sorts of, you know, people wanting to do that, but within what, 40 maybe 24 hours, right?
Cuz
the game was
hours.
Sunday. Within 24 hours, even less than that, he makes that statement. It's a bad look for MLS and then to say, okay, and by the way, he's been suspended two games,
right,
or suspended a game, or fined $50,000 or whatever it is. It doesn't have a good look when you add on to that story. Let that story sit. It let that have a moment, and then don't jump on top of it by saying, oh, and by the way, here's how we're reacting to it.
Right.
So
that's why
I think it's a good move by MLS.
I thought it was good for the league of how they handled it. Far different than what we've seen in other sports.
Yeah, and you're also trusting your players. Yeah, exactly. And you're also trusting your players that they won't go, okay, cool, now the field mic is open game for anything I want, right?
Right.
Like that everybody kind of has a respect for that moment in that particular moment in time, and they don't go, okay, now I'm going to use the field mic to promote my album or promote my merchandise or to make some statement about this or to bring attention to this or whatever. You kind of trust your players that this is going to be a one-time thing, that this was, you know, it felt like somebody just needed to say something and they did. And now we're going to let that just sit and become part of whatever it becomes, whatever it's being viewed as. So just let it sit on its island. So that is a good. All right, what's the bad then?
The bad of the day is, and I found this very funny. Okay, so
maybe, I like the bads that are funny.
Maybe I'm a little controversial in my feelings on this, but the Miami Marlins are being forced to apologize for an insensitive tweet.
Oh, I saw this one. Yeah, they are.
So Basically, what happened over the weekend, they played against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays swept them. They started having a little exchange, the social media departments of the Rays and the Marlins, which ended off with the Rays saying, here's the broom we just used on you so you can clean them up. Because the Marlins had made a reference of can't hear you, you know, too many crunching leaves or something like that.
Right, yeah.
And the Marlins responded, you're literally the animal that killed Steve Irvin. Log off. Now, it's very insensitive.
It is, but Steve Irwin.
He would have laughed.
He would have laughed. When did Steve Irwin die?
Long enough.
I'm going to look him up right now. Steve Irwin, I'm going to look it up because I think, I'm not saying you can use celebrity deaths in ways. But
you're saying the statute of limitations has passed.
Yeah, he died in 2006.
Oh, we're fine.
Like, it's not like it happened yesterday.
That was 13 years ago?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, man, I don't want to believe that.
Sure enough, and there it is. There it is. Yeah, born 1962, died 2006, cause of death, stingray attack.
I was about to say 3 years ago, and then I realized we're in a different decade.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time ago.
13 years, that's fine.
You can
say
something.
You don't have to apologize. Phil, let it fly. That was funny. That was a great comeback.
Yes.
Because Rays, you did kill Steve Irwin.
It's very true. That's right. Stingray attack. It says right here, stingray attack. As cause of death. Now, I'm trying to remember. I'm looking up really quick. Didn't he try to take the barb out? He got hit.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about his death?
Yeah, I think he got hit in the chest. That's what I remember. And took the full brunt of it. And I don't know if he took the barb out in the water or something, but I know that was the cause of his death. He took a barb straight to the almost like in the heart.
Okay, here's what it says here. While swimming in chest-deep water, Irwin approached a short-tailed stingray with an approximate span of 2 meters from the rear in order to film it swimming away. According to the incident's only witness, all of a sudden the stingray propped on its front and started stabbing wildly with its tail, hundreds of strikes in a few seconds. Oh my God, that had to have been terrifying.
Hundred.
Ha! He believed he only had a punctured lung. However, the stingray's barbs pierced his heart, causing him to bleed to death. The stingray's behavior appeared to have been a defensive response to being boxed in. God, that must have been terrifying.
Yeah, that sounds a lot worse than what I thought. I thought he got stung once and was like, oh, that's just unfortunate. But 100 times.
Oh.
It's like Mike Myers in the water.
Yeah, right? Irwin's death is believed to be the only fatality from a stingray that was captured on video. God. But still, 13 years ago?
13 years.
And it may be rude and it may be insensitive, but we do things with celebrity deaths that are different than other deaths. Right? If some mother died, just non-celebrity in the Tampa Bay area, and the Marlins made a reference to that, that might be over the top. But celebrities, right, for whatever reason, we seem to be okay with after a while going, yeah, you can use it in that. We, someone like, oh, he was blah, 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 like so-and-so,
I just remember, I'm thinking back to Austin Powers when he was going, like, people I know who are dead.
Yeah.
And he's like Jimi Hendrix.
Right, alcohol, right.
Or drugs. Yeah. Then he gets down to Mama Cass ham sandwich.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. We tend to do that with celebrities. I don't think the Marlins owe an apology at all.
No.
That's silly.
Great comeback.
Great comeback is right.
All right. The dumb of the day. We might have to retire the dumb of the day after this one.
Oh, God. Don't tell me that. This, I like this.
This happened over the weekend.
All right.
DJ Cooper has been suspended by FIBA, which is the International Basketball Association.
Yes.
For 2 years for failing a drug test.
Okay.
Right? That's dumb.
That's dumb.
No, it makes it even dumber is that the test came back showing that he was pregnant.
Okay. So now we're thinking.
Can you guess what happened?
So he failed. Hold on. He failed a drug test using somebody else's urine that was probably a woman he knew.
His girlfriend.
Oh, sweet Lord, really? So his pregnant girlfriend.
Well, they didn't know it at the time.
Congratulations.
Whether he wants to be a daddy or not, he now knows that he's going to be a daddy.
That's awesome. And now, first of all, that's awesome. What a way to find out. What a way. Yeah, okay.
Forget this, you know, gender reveal where you pop a balloon. Or you, you know, do all those type of things. Hit a pinata and see what kind of confetti comes down, what color confetti. This is the best way to find out you're going to be a dad.
That's great. You've been suspended, and congratulations, you're a father. You're going to be a father. God, that's great. What?
Can you imagine? I mean, just being pulled into that room saying, Mr. Cooper, we need to talk.
God. Used his girlfriend's urine to try to pass a drug test.
Yep.
And she failed.
Well, no, she didn't test positive for drugs.
No, but she was pregnant.
She was pregnant, so she didn't fail.
So they knew.
Yeah. Unless, you know, there's some modern miracle going on with DJ Cooper with, you know, the male genes. Maybe it is, you know, life finds a way scenario with Jeff Goldblum.
Did he do that thing where... I don't even know if that's still a thing these days, but I remember years ago it was like you would buy like a fake, like a bag that would be put in, like, and then you would go out, they would follow you to the restroom, and then somehow you would be able to. It was called the Wizinator. Wasn't it called the Wizinator? And a Minnesota Viking got in trouble with that.
Maybe they're just a little looser there, and he's able to keep it in his pocket.
Maybe so.
And then, you know, they just close the door and say, you know, just take care of it. And he
comes
pours
out with
it in the cup.
God, that's great. Well, that is so. I wonder if he was happy, but
I just
ticked.
I wish there was video of him.
Yeah,
being
me
told
too.
That you know, you failed your drug test.
Like, where is what's the guy's name? Maury Povich. Where's Maury Povich? When
exactly.
He
oh, they kidding? This would be a great. You're not the father moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you are the father. Or you,
so the tests are in. You've been suspended, and you are the father.
God,
what a...
That's why I said we might have to retire the... I don't know how we can top that.
No, I
will find a way to top that. We might have peaked, and we might drop down a little bit, but we'll get back up to this plateau.
Yeah, that's right. We are at a high. That is a high. Fantastic. That is great. All right, that's the good, that's the bad, and that's the really dumb on a Tuesday at SB Nation Radio.